Hopefully she got some teeth. And this is my favorite song to sing along when the DJ throws it on. And if I leave here tonight and I fall asleep and wake up, hopefully she got some teeth.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Wow, I got my volume really cranked up there. Sorry about that. Yeah, don't adjust your knobs. I'll adjust mine. Then everybody's happy. Anyway, we have a special episode today. Coach Rob had to take off because he's been so involved with Nicholas Maximus's sports. Over the weekend, he had no time to prepare for a show. So Rob and I discussed it, and we thought that the right person to have on is Coach Wade Johnson. He's going to join me in just a second. I have to say thank you to All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their title sponsorship of this show. Right now, you can get six of their most popular products absolutely free. You just pay the shipping of $5.99. They send everything to you. You try it. You like it. You buy it. You don't like it. You don't buy it. That's what Dr. Jeff believes. You should be able to try everything and be convinced you want to buy it before you do, and that's what they do. Go to superhumanradio.net, click any of the EFX Sports banner ads to take advantage of that. How you doing, Coach?
It's great to be with you, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
You know what's really funny? I got to pull you down a little bit, too. I don't know why I had these. Sometimes I think there's gremlins that come in at night and move things on the board. I swear to God, everything is right where it is, and I come in, and the next day it's louder. I just don't understand it.
But electronics are a funny thing.
So I just had a moment, you know, waiting. The theme music started playing, and I pulled the mic with my left hand over to me, and I put my headphones on, and I just realized for a second I thought to myself, this is right where I want to be right now. It's a funny feeling.
Yeah,
it's all the extraneous stuff related to the show that just bogs me down. But when the music starts playing and I pull the mic over, I'm at home. It's really an amazing feeling. And I'm always at home with you because we know each other so long. So
right. Well, I was going to mention, in the last week or two, you know, you get those memories on Facebook, you know, this time, X amount of years ago. And I remember making a post. I don't remember the first show that we did together. But the post was from 2009, so I know since at least 2009, you know, that you know, I've been able to come on with you. So
yeah, but I've known you. I knew you before I even had a show. I mean,
I knew you long before.
Yeah. You know, and you were always very cool. Like you definitely. I could see it makes sense to me now that I know that you play instruments and you have that side of you because you were always kind of like a cool cat. You know what I mean? So,
I never felt that way.
No, you were. You had a cool style about you. Anyway, there's lots going on over at the Ogre Compound, but one of the things I got to talk about is I'm kind of sad to say this, but we announced that Coach Wade was going to sell shirts to fund his trip this year. What is it called? The international?
This is the first trip is the IPF. It's the International Powerlifting Federation. It's kind of the Super Bowl, so to speak, especially for drug-free lifters, because they avidly test, and you know, I'm not going to go into the long wind of it, but it is definitely the big show, and it is their Classic Raw, where Classic Raw being belt, wrist wraps, knee braces. That's the only supportive equipment that is allowed. And it is their Raw World Championships that's going to be held in Calgary. I think I'm there from June 7th through the 15th because they do the Masters the first week. And then the following week is Jennifer will be there competing. And we have a friend that in between, she's an early age master, will be lifting as well. And then I get back for a couple of weeks, and then Melissa and I take off. It's the end of the month. and I can't tell you what part, I don't remember. We will be in New York for the Masters Strongman Nationals. Both of us will be competing in that as well.
Wow. I mean, this is a whirlwind, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been. It's one of those things where Melissa and I decided at the end of the year, I stepped down as the Southern Powerlifting Federation's chairman of the board. I'd had that position for over 10 years. And for various reasons, but the long and short of it, you know, I needed to do some different things and do them differently, so to speak. And one of the things that Melissa and I wanted to do, because the business aspect of the gym, including the online coaching, is just gotten so much busier, and it's just harder and harder for me to get away, you know, to judge a meet. I don't want to not ever judge meets, but I can't be gone, you know, twice a month judging meets, you know, when our client base is growing and we have so many people competing in multiple sports. So we kind of thought it would be a little bit of a reprieve because we're not, you know, seemingly, you know, air quote, traveling, but it is exceptionally busy, you know. And so it is quite a whirlwind where, you know, we have been, you know, whether it be a radio show, podcast, state wrestling tournament, you know, Olympic lifting meet, strongman contest. We were last weekend, as a matter of fact, we were in Lexington, not this past weekend, the weekend before, and I judged part of the strongman contest and sat in with my friends at the RPS and judged some deadlifts for them to give some of their judges a break. So, you know, it's one of those things where we drove up that night, Friday night, worked the meet and drove back so we could be back Sunday. And so it is, June will be very busy to be, you know, back at a world championship and being an alternate on the world team. Quite an honor for me, you know, given my career. And then to be there for the entire week and then to get to see Jennifer defend her world championship from last year. And then we come home, we're here for maybe 2 weeks, and then we're back to, we're on the other side of the continent and at a strongman, you know, national. So it's, you know, world powerlifting meet to a strongman nationals all in the same month. It's pretty intense. The training has been very intense as well.
You guys really love this, don't you? I mean, you don't do this if you don't love it.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, some people will say it's a hobby. Bourbon for me is a hobby. And, you know, and it's some, you know, something that I enjoy that I can share. You know, not everybody can relate. I mean, you've known me a long time, but think, you know, the average person that, you know, likes to lift weights, you know, and just be fit, when you bump into me, it's just kind of a different ball game, you know, and this right. is This has been my life for a very, very long time, and my size and you know, and the way I look, it's not an accident. I mean, it's with intention. And so the thing is that for me, bourbon is where I relate to everybody, you know, and in my world, you know, as a power lifter or a strength athlete, I have to be around those people to really, you know, most people don't understand, you know, the differences in just a normal human, you know, especially the size versus, you know, someone my size or even Melissa's
well,
size.
Well, okay, so let's kind of talk about that for a second. So give me some perspective. Give the audience some perspective of what you're describing. Articulate it.
Well, just going and buying, like, one of the things that Melissa and I need to do desperately is I need to buy dress clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not near as big as I used to be. And, like, I still wear a 62 jacket. You ever tried to find one of those?
No, I didn't even know they made 62s. I thought they called those tarps.
Yeah.
I thought they called those tarps.
It's just I might, you know, the thing, that's just the thing, you know, and it's like, because of my size, I wear my neck is 22 inches.
Wow.
And that's, so, I still have to make sure it's one of those shirts that have the elastic in the top button, because if I try to do it with a regular shirt, I pop the button every time.
Right.
And then because of the size of my my wingspan, I don't know what the correct terminology is for that.
Hand to hand?
35-36.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I have to wear a 37-38 because of the size of my traps, because if I get a 35-36, the sleeves are too short. you know, and then it's made, if I don't get it worked on, it's made for someone that weighs 500 pounds. It's like, I look like I'm wearing a dress because it's made for somebody so, you know,
yeah,
you know, big.
Right, right.
So, and then pants, when's the last time you ever seen me wear a pair of pants? You've known me now for over 15 years. When have you ever seen me in pants?
Jesus, I don't think I've ever seen you in anything but sweats or similar.
Shorts. When it gets cold, I wear a hoodie.
Yeah, I mean I've seen you in Columbus in the freezing cold with nothing else, but you know, you had the sweatpants on and you had a
right.
hoodie on. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, your pictures are you in shorts, right?
Right. And so it's just one of those things where, you know, that's the price you pay, you know, but just finding, like, I can't go to a typical store and buy even a hoodie. I have to go find it online or, you know, or a clothing outlet that you know, makes stuff for big people.
What about restaurants? So, do you have to give thought to, like, which restaurant you go to because of the size
seating.
Of the seating areas? Like, you and I couldn't go to a restaurant that has the bolted down table, and they want to put us in a booth, right? So that's it. We got
to
go now. See you later.
I have to sit at a table. Yeah, I have to sit at a table. You know, and I'm a little. I'm bigger now than I was there for 3 or 4 years. Especially when I dieted down to make 308, I'm a little bigger now, just by nature of, you know, training both powerlifting and strongman.
Right.
You know, and that's what happens. Because I have to eat, because I have to be so careful with the supplementation, because I don't want to get a false negative for any reason.
Right.
And so the only way to recover, you know, because everybody goes, well, you should rest more. And I'm like, that'd be great, you know, but there's no time.
Yeah, because you have a life like everybody else does.
You know, so, so, you know, I'm eating, you know, to recover, and sometimes because of the schedule, I have to eat out of convenience. There's just no way around it. And, but, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, just getting just day-to-day clothing, you know.
Yeah.
I have my own t-shirt line, so I have t-shirts to wear to work every day.
Right.
You know, and I've had golf shirts made and stuff like that, but it's difficult, you know, and just fitting, you know, they don't, like bathroom facilities, they do not make those with large people in mind, urinal stall or even, you know, there,
hell,
it's not made for big
shower
people.
Stalls are, you know what?
It's terrible.
I can't, like when I go to wash my hair, I put my arms up over my head and I'm scrubbing. If I try to turn to the left or the right, like by 1 inch, man, I bang my elbows on the walls. It's like, and I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling where I have to be cautious if I move, because what it makes me do is it makes me sink in to fit the environment. And I find that I hunch over, I pull my shoulders in because I feel like the environment is restrictive. I never realized this till a couple years ago that I actually do this. I've probably been doing it my whole life and never noticed it before. So I hate that restricted feeling.
I went to South Dakota. I trained for a week. Long story on why I was out there, but I was out there, and the place that I was staying, we were taken to this old lady's house. God, her name escapes me now. She was just ultra sweet and loved having. I don't know why she loved having big people in her house. But
she felt safe.
It was interesting.
She felt safe.
Yeah. But what was interesting is I was staying upstairs, and you can tell that the architecture, you know, from however many years she'd been there, was made for people with, you know, smaller stature. I would get the steps went up to a landing, you know, and then did a 180 and went on the rest of the way up into the house. I would literally have to bend over to clear the landing ceiling and then get up into the upstairs. And she had a shower stall in her basement, and she had like lots of shampoos and soaps and all kinds of shenanigans
on the floor of it, on the floor of it, right around the edges.
Well, no, it was on, it was double handrail. It was made for someone that was a senior citizen that might need the handrail.
Right.
So I, you know, I turn the water and I start stepping in, and when I fully square up in the center of it, because of my size and my weight, it pulled the walls of the shower stall in, and all of her stuff fell in the floor of the shower while I was in there.
That, you know, is so, so great. That's so amazing.
You know, so, I mean, and I've got a, you know, there's a few stories like that, you know, being in bathroom stalls and stuff like that, that, again, those things would never happen, you know, to the regular person.
Yeah.
You know, and I, when I say average, I don't mean that in a negative connotation. It's just the way that it is, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But,
It's a lot. It's a lot of physical real estate to be living within. You know what I mean?
Oh
it
yeah.
Is. It's a, well, take, I mean, I requires a lot. Sure. It requires a lot of considerations. You know what I mean?
You know. I have a my kitchen table. I have a an elevated one with big chairs and I've got that the California king size bed,
right?
And all that other kind of stuff. You know, I just. Otherwise, you know, and like office chairs don't stand a chance. I'm good. They last about 5 years, and then I've got to get another one.
What kind of chairs? Which chairs?
Office chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
a desk chair.
Yeah.
I destroy those. Yeah. I have more than once leaned back while I was making a phone call, and then the next thing you know, my
Snap.
Feet are up in the air, you know, and I'm on my back. So it does happen.
Oh, man, I shouldn't even be laughing, but you know what?
Oh, it happens.
But you know what? You got to take this stuff in stride. If it's part of
sure.
who you are, what are you going to do? You just, you know?
Sure,
hey,
sure.
I mean, I do some stuff that I'm not the proudest of, but you know what? I'm too old to start apologizing for who I am.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I remember another story is, you know, the house is the floor above the gym. And there was a young man who trained there for several years, lived close by, and he wanted to meet me and see about training at the gym. And so I came downstairs. He was waiting in the gym for me. And when I stepped through the doors, you know, he was about 135 pounds. And when I, you know, this was at when I was at my biggest. And when I stepped through the door from the stairway into the gym, I mean, he was giving calming signals, you know, like a small dog does to a big dog. And he tells the story all the time that when I stepped through the door, he knew that I was big because he had seen me from the road. But when I was standing in front of him, he said it literally freaked him out. You know, so, you know, that's the kind of thing. What's interesting is that's with adults, like with little children.
Yeah.
Another story is as I came out of this theater one time, and this lady had two, I mean, tiny, tiny boys. One was talking plain. The other one just could say a few words, and he basically was feet, eyeballs, and hair. That's how little he was.
Right.
And so I kneeled down, you know, and I holler at him. I said, "Boys, did you, you know, what movie did you see?" And the older one, you know, was immediately ran to me and was engaged. You know, I had kneeled down to where I was
right,
this height.
Right.
And so as soon as the little one saw that his bigger brother was talking to me, then he had lots to say, and they were all being very descriptive, and, you know, we high-fived, and they gave me nucks. Meanwhile, you know, the mother's looking at me the whole time like I'm going to eat her children, you know. But the two little boys, they were just enthralled that I was interested in anything they had to say about the movie, because they'd clearly gone to go see some cartoon movie, and they were just chattering. You know, so it's interesting, you know, to have that kind of situation. When I went to Relentless, one more and we'll move on.
Oh, no,
on,
no, but, no, no, I love it. I love it. Yeah, good.
The guy that, Scott, that helps host the Relentless meet, which, again, you guys should look into that, and what they do for these kids, you know, and their families is amazing. And his granddaughter is very, very shy, a little blonde-haired girl, just as cute and adorable as she can be. And, she brought a coloring book to the table and sat next to me and started, she would speak and give me a crayon to color with her. And Scott told me, he goes, she doesn't talk to other people. She does not talk to strangers, let alone color with them. So I've got a picture in my house where somebody had snapped a shot of her and I coloring together. You got to understand, you know, I'm 350 pounds and you've got this little 40-pound, if she weighed 40 pounds, and all she wanted me to do was to color with her.
That is the sweetest, you know,
now,
story.
Oh, it's just one of those things that, you know, you realize how sharp, you know, and intuitive kids are, you know, to go, you know, this big guy may be scary to the rest of the world, but, you know, I think he's okay.
No, here's what she's thinking. This big guy could be scary to the rest of you, but when the crap goes down, I want to be standing next to him.
Right.
That's what she's right. thinking. When things start to happen and furniture starts to move, I'm going to be standing right next to this guy here. Yeah. No,
so
you know what?
Really,
I think you make people, I think children probably do feel safe. And you see, you know, you're demonstrative too. The idea that you get down on your knees, because that's the story. When you get down at their level, they're more willing to engage you. Children, I'm talking
about. Sure.
So you're sensitive to that. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that you introduced me to. I still can't use it, but it seems to be growing in popularity, and that is the hook grip. Okay?
Absolutely. So
we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real, long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Don't forget, Age Force still has an introductory offer, a buy one, get one free of their new BPC patch. If you go to superhumanradio.net, there's banner ads there that you can click to take you right to the page.
They have a new BPC 157 patch that they just released. So check it out. We're talking right now with Coach Wade Johnson from Ogre Compound in it's Murfreesboro, right? Murfreesboro?
Mount Juliet.
Mount
Tennessee.
Juliet. Mount Juliet. I'm sorry.
That's about 15 miles east of Nashville, downtown Nashville, off of I-40.
And so, where do people go? So I actually started to tell a story at the beginning of the show and I lost it. So I want to come back to it real quick and then we'll move on with the discussion about the hook grip. We put up a page, albeit late. We had some trouble creating the mechanism to capture orders, but we put up a page so that people could buy t-shirts to help fund all of this whirlwind trips that you've got coming up here. And we released it to my audience, and I know my audience is filled with people who have nothing but love and adoration for you. And I am so embarrassed. I say this seriously. Because I'm scratching my head and thinking, maybe no one actually listens to this podcast. Because you got four orders. Four friggin' orders. And I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. I'm just shocked. I just couldn't believe that. Like I said, so how did the page go? And albeit we had problems. We released it that it would be up on the website, and it probably wasn't up for 2 weeks before it was actually up. Because we struggled with we couldn't collect the money because it's a donation. It had to be collected directly by Coach. And Coach's PayPal account didn't make for creating those buttons easily. He had to get somebody to make it, and we deployed it. Once it didn't work, then we deployed it again, and it worked, released the page. But still, if in fact you had intended to, but because of the burden I've created in this situation by not getting the page up quickly, didn't get a chance to, please, I will repost it on Facebook, and I'll find a way to move it to the top of the articles, but it's right on SupremeRadio.net homepage on the right-hand side where it says latest blogs. It says help Coach Wade go to the IPF Classic World Championship. It's the second red header down on the right-hand side. So the shirts are beautiful. Talk about the shirts real quick, and then we'll talk about the hook grip. They're one-off shirts, right?
And first, let me say, you know, I've gotten notes from the people that have bought, and you know, and there's this was not about, you know, like hopefully funding, you know, my entire trip or anything. I'm just trying to lessen the blow, and I didn't want to do a GoFundMe page, and you know, people my entire career have been very generous, and you know, but if they like the shirts, we're doing a one-off. That will have the Team Ogre logo, you know, with the ogre on the front and the Ogre Compound on the back, and a quote from me. The quote that seemed to be synonymous with the team is, "Never tell me what you won't do, show me that you can't." And that's kind of been the mantra for me with my team is, don't talk about quitting or giving up or something that is hard. You know, let's push until we fail, and in that failure, that will tell me what we need to work on when you give your 100% effort. So that's where that quote came from, you know, and that the gym is in Mount Juliet and that sort of thing. And so we're doing a one-off with that. And the gym colors that I have it painted, if you've seen the videos, are red and yellow. You know, that seems to be the good colors of aggression for me. And, you know, for that kind of environment. So we're offering red or yellow. And you know, just it's a Ogre Wear T-shirt, just a little extra print, and you know, and once I buy these, I'm about to place the order. You know, if there's more orders that come in, I'll get those printed. But this will be a one-time thing. I won't do the one with the quote on it and that sort of thing. This will definitely
right.
be a one-off.
So Rob is listening live. He just texted me. He said, "I ordered a shirt, a red one. I'm
yeah.
now getting a yellow one too. If anyone deserves the support, Coach Wade does." You know what I'm thinking about too? I don't want to become, you know, what was his name? Jimmy Swaggart here or anything like that. But
right.
But you know, people will like buy donations for the Little League. You know, when
sure.
when a kid has an athletic function, you know, they sell chocolate bars, they sell raffles, they just knock on doors and say, would you like to donate to our uniform fund? But then adults who have the hardest time being athletes because they have families and children and jobs and homes and everything else, who probably need to support a lot more than the little kids do, because Allied Plumbing is paying for their uniforms. You know what I mean? It's like somebody's paying for it. It's like when we see – and I saw this. It was very evident to me when I heard the heartbreaking story about that female Olympic lifter who went to the Olympics, who was living in her car. You know who I'm talking about. The girl, she overhead pressed like some ridiculous amount of weight. I mean, she was amazing.
Right.
You know, it's like other countries hold their athletes up as representation of what the best of us can achieve when we focus on something. That's from Greco-Roman days. Athletes were revered more than the Medicis who created the banking system. It was the athletes that were revered. That's who the statues are of. And today we just turn our back on our athletes. It's like, yeah, that's nice. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's my point is, you know, the shirt is $25, right?
Right.
Okay. You know, $25 to help an athlete go on and continue, to fight.
And I don't know how many more of these I have in me. I mean,
how old are you now, Wade?
I'm 52. I'll be 53 this summer.
Yeah, man. And this is when it starts breaking down, too. I know.
Well, the wear and tear training for the two events, and up until about 4 weeks ago, I was still doing my two sessions a week of Olympic lifting, and it finally got to be too much because we have a circus dumbbell event in the strongman, which for some reason I'm fairly decent at it, but it just destroys my shoulders because I'm benching twice a week. I'm sure that has something to do with it. You know, so the wear and tear is real. And, you know, as I become more and more involved in the coaching aspect, you know, it's tougher and tougher. You know, I'm going to go a different direction after these two contests. I'm going to take about 8 weeks I'll be training. But this will be, you know, to kind of recoup and, you know, and make a decision on what direction I want to go. But I'm probably going to go back to gear. I've got some new guys at the gym where I can potentially train and just single ply. And that way, because what happens is when I did nationals in Orlando back in, I guess it was October, I had three people lifting, and Jennifer was on Wednesday, one was on Saturday, and another one was on Sunday, and I competed at the same time he did. And I just felt horrible that here I am competing while he's competing when I really need to be, you know, paying attention right to what he's doing. And I was like, I need to find a different outlet, you know, because I would, you know, a lot of people were like, you know, you made this big sacrifice because Jennifer, you know, competed at Worlds, and they change the time, and I wasn't able to compete at Strongman Nationals because I didn't get back in the country soon enough.
Right.
But I'm at that point in my career where it's like, let's see, me being 50 plus years old, competing at Old Man Nationals or Jennifer and coaching her to a gold medal at IPF Worlds, I'm gonna pick her every time.
The latter one is more important, quite frankly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's just kind of where my mindset is. So, you know, I'm gonna find. I'm not saying that retirement is imminent. I'm saying that I'm just going to have to go a different direction, and I can't stack these events anymore because it's just, you know, it's too, you know, nationals is heavy. You know, I'm training to, you know, squat. Like this morning, I did my squat training. It was 270 kilos, which is roughly 595 for three singles, and all I've got, you know, all the supported gear I'm using is a belt. You know, now that's not big in today's world of raw lifting, but in the 50-plus-year-old, it is.
Right.
So, you know, and I'm still benching over 400, you know. So, right. And I'm telling you, every year it gets a little tougher.
I know. The muscles, you know, just don't comply as easily. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. Listen, I got a question for you. Bruce, who's listening to the show live, first of all, said he just ordered an extra large red. Let's go, Wade. He said, Hook grip is – no, no, that's the other question. I'm sorry. What is Wade's favorite post-workout meal? And then I messaged him back and had a bet. So now I'm going to – and I didn't say pizza. I didn't say pizza. So I just want you to know. But what is your favorite post-workout meal?
Man, if I had my druthers, I would eat a steak right after I trained. What steak does for me, I mean, I literally can feel the difference.
Right.
You know, I mean, I love pizza. I eat pizza.
Yeah, no, pizza, I knew it wasn't pizza. Pizza is just, it's just lots of calories. I thought pork, like pork loin, pulled pork loin or something like
that.
Oh,
no, what I'll do a lot of times, again, you got to remember, we train super early in the morning. And so it's one of those things where when we get up, and because we have to be in the gym so early.
What's early, Coach, so people know? What's early?
Our alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning. And Seton used to, like in the early days when we did the show, I'd get up at 5 o'clock and the call time was 5:30.
Right.
And that sounds hardcore, but let me tell you something. 4 o'clock versus 5:30 from 10 years ago, 4 o'clock is brutal. And we do that because of Melissa's schedule. You know, it demands it, you know. So we have to get up and get down there and get rolling. And so it's really hard for me to, you know, the thought of drinking a shake that early, it's just not there. So what I do is I will eat about 4 ounces when I do this right. I'll eat about 4 ounces of pulled pork. And for some reason, you know, you got some fat in there, you got some protein, and it just, you would think it sounds counterintuitive, but it's just enough food that it gets me through the workout, and then I'm ready to rip, you know. Then now after training's done, let me tell you, I'm ready to go.
Right.
You know, I'm ready to eat, but there's a lot of times where I get up at 4, and I can't really eat a real breakfast until 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. I want to take I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have to talk about the hook grip, because I'm getting comments about that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrontil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrontil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrontil. Atrontil.
Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. downstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Coach, how do people reach you?
You can find me on Facebook, Wade Johnson, and you can probably do a Facebook search for the Ogre Compound as well. Email Yahoo is supersquat800@yahoo.com that I've had for years and years.
It's funny because everybody broke Wade's chops because when he started getting into the thousands, you know, 900 thousands, and
right.
Set his record that he set, it was like, when are you going to change your email address? And it was funny because you just stuck with it. It's almost like it became true again on the way back down, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might be able to load up on with all my gear again, my double-ply squat suit and wraps. I haven't squatted in wraps in so long, I have no idea. But, yeah, it'd be fun to try a squat.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
But you can reach me also at teamogre@outlook.com. And on Instagram is the Ogre Compound. It's the_ogre_compound. And the other, my personal Instagram is BigWeight800. And a lot of people contact me that way.
So this is how it happened. The story went like this. A young kid is learning weightlifting from his coach, and he comes home and he says, "Mom, I don't think the coach likes me." His mother goes, "Well, why? That's silly. Why would you say that? He thinks you're a great lifter." He says, "Yeah, but he's making me do deadlift where I'm actually holding my thumbs as opposed to gripping the bar. I think he wants to hurt me." That's called the hook grip, right?
Right.
I mean,
it is not for everyone, but you're seeing it more and more.
Yes.
It's becoming more prevalent.
So okay. So is it because someone just doesn't have enough grip strength that in order to execute the lift, they have to sacrifice their thumb? Is that really what, or is there a benefit to pulling with the hook grip that the closed fist just can't compare to?
Well, I think what you got to think about is when an alternating grip actually lengthens the stroke or the groove of the lift, if you think about it. When you have one hand under and one hand over,
yeah.
By the underhand, you have to
shorter.
Get deeper in the pocket.
Yeah, it's shorter.
You know, so it shortens your you have to get closer to the ground to pull. Now, the thing is that that's very, very tough on the bicep tendon, and we've seen numerous times where that underhand, that bicep tendon pops. I mean, it happens.
Yep.
It happens more frequently
right.
than you might think.
Right.
And then with time, and not a lot of time in all cases, the lifter, because by nature of the leverage, you know, of the alternating hands, your development in your upper back, even through the hamstrings and glutes, is not the same.
Right.
And you will develop a whirl, you know, where you pick it up. You won't go straight. You'll whirl in the direction of the underhand.
Right.
You know, so if you're right-handed and the strong hand is over, weaker hand is under, you'll whirl to the left.
And now you don't think alternating –
because for years, that's all I did was alternate. I'd start out a working set with, you know, left hand under, sometimes right hand under. You know, I would go back and forth. You don't think that corrects that? Or
no.
You always end up with one stronger side.
It's typically, like a lot of times, like you'll hear me in the gym, especially with a new lifter, once I've watched five or six sessions, I can generally pick out whether they're right or left-handed. There's always a tendency, you know, at which side is dominant. And so that doesn't change just because you alternate the grip. So what, but the thing is the damage, you know, is done. You know, it really doesn't take a super long time for you to see the stress of the bicep tendon and then the whirl. And for me, the reason why I went to it is I'm built to squat and I'm built to bench press. For a guy that's my size, I don't have short arms, but in proportion to the rest of me, you know, they're not that long. So, but it made it, you know, difficult for me to deadlift as well as the other two lifts. And I would also pull my hips out of alignment. I went through it where I would do it a couple to three times a year, which was pretty excruciating and meant that I'd have to lift lightly for a couple of weeks when I deadlifted. And when I went to the hook grip, you know, it alleviated that. And that's when my deadlift, you know, I would pull in the low 600s. I went to hook grip, and the next meet, I was pulling over 650 and went on to pull 700 pounds.
Right. Wow. So do you have to ignore the pain and just assume that your thumbs are not being completely pulled from the sockets, or is there some ongoing damage, slow damage that occurs to the thumb that catches up with you later on in life?
Well, I can only tell you that at 52, I've been doing this exclusively since 2005. I dabbled in it for a few years, or I would train with it. And at a meet in 2005, I switched exclusively. Now, there are times that it hurts, like when you're pulling heavy, but, you know, by the end of the session, I'm fine. You know, you develop a callus on the thumb. And what I've learned, I think the thing that happens initially is people want to squeeze their hands super tight. They want to squeeze that forefinger and that bird finger on that thumb as hard as they possibly can, and that's the wrong thing. It's squeezing the cradle, because when you squeeze your hand around that bar, you just make a fist, and when you're squeezing your fist as hard as you can, you feel the hand doing all the work. And that's a little bitty area of muscle tissue, and that's going to fatigue rather quickly. And so when you're putting that kind of pressure on that thumb with the hook grip, the pain is going to be higher. I always teach, squeeze the cradle. You're going to use some friction against that thumb that's against the bar with the forefinger and bird finger over the thumb. But if you squeeze the cradle, it actually makes your hand longer. And it locks in. You know, I rarely ever see anybody lose a hook. And so when you squeeze the cradle like that, think about it this way. If you just squeeze the cradle, you're getting the tightness in the bulk of your forearm. And so that doesn't fatigue nearly as quickly as when you squeeze the bar, you know, in the fist of your hand, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, because when you squeeze the bar in the fist
of your hand, shoot a video on.
You know, you really should, because you talked about this quite a bit. When you squeeze the bar, your hand fatigues so much faster. And I figured that out from you. In fact, I would do focus on when doing farmer's walks to allow the fingers to unroll a little bit, not to the point where now I've got to struggle to try to keep the bar in my hand, but just where it's at the bar is at the top of my palm, and have the hand as relaxed as possible without losing and focusing on the grip being up in the forearm. You're the one who taught me that. I learned that from you. So,
And there's a certain level of pain with it. We have lifters tape their thumbs like the Olympic lifters. each federation has a little bit of a different interpretation. You know, by and large, across the board, tape is allowed. But, you know, just make sure you, you know, read the rule book and see what their interpretation is. But I always, now chalking, you would think, well, how hard is it to chalk your hands? What I do and what I teach is I'll chalk my hands. That way everything's, you know, nice and dry. But I'll take the powder in the chalk bowl and ring my thumb, my forefinger, and the bird finger. And that way there's everything is covered. And you're creating that friction with, you know, having that chalk.
Interesting.
So all surfaces that are touching the bar are covered in chalk.
Yeah, and that does make a big difference, actually. You're right. What about chalking the front of the legs? Is that just so that the knurling
you
doesn't
don't
cut
chalk. The thing is, you want to use baby powder, to create that way you don't want to create friction, you want to lessen friction. So you can use some baby powder, but there's a technique to that, and this will be something I'll make a short video of this. You know, you would think, again, how hard is it to baby powder your legs? But there are definitely some things that you have to pay attention to that I've been in the warm-up room and seen people do, because you do not want that baby powder near anything, and you certainly don't want to touch it.
Yeah, because that'll make your hands all slippery and slick then, right?
And that's when it all goes to hell.
Man, so if you wanted a Tonya Harding Nancy Kerrigan type event at a powerlifting competition, just switch somebody's chalk out with baby powder.
Well, there's been some weird things that have happened at events, you know,
like that.
You know, for that reason. Well, they think somebody accidentally, you know, threw a baby powder container into the chalk bowl and it broke open, and that's, you know. You know, that can be really bad. Or somebody sprayed their legs with, like, a oil, baby oil.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is against the rules, but, those things do happen, and it wreaks havoc on the platform.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. So let's see what else we want to talk about. What is going on in the world of the family? You told me about a family that you train them all, and they all compete, right?
Yeah, the Rices are from, it's Santa Claus, Indiana. Does that sound right?
Oh, I know exactly where it is. Yeah, it's not too far from Louisville.
And so I met the mother not quite 2 years ago. She had just got started in lifting and was insanely strong. I was at a meet with another team member, Jennifer Frankick. And she said, you got to meet this lady. She's really good. She needs a coach. And so I met her, you know, and it wasn't but a couple of weeks later she called me. I spent about an hour on the phone with her, and we got started. And she's done really well. She's a 84-plus, and I don't have her numbers right in front of me, but she has deadlifted officially over 400 pounds, uses the hook grip, and as a matter of fact, the whole family uses the hook grip now. And so soon after that, after a couple of months and seeing the success, her husband signed on, and they both have competed at the last two USAPL Classic Raw Nationals. And
what are they? They're competing in the Masters.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
How old was she? Did you say?
Let's see. When she started, she was 40. She's 42 now.
Yeah, man. That's a great age to get started, to be honest with
you. I think John is 45. So it's Jody and John Rice. They have a 13-year-old son, their youngest.
He's pretty impressive, Elliot. Too, right?
Man, it's just and he's such a neat kid. And I say kid, you know, in an affectionate term. He's just this neat kid that... You know, he loves the Bee Gees and stuff like that, you know, and you're like, why are you kidding me?
Huh.
You know, I've gotten video where there's certain bands from, you know, the 70s and 80s, and he's got it playing. And
that's
I remember
hilarious.
he was going somewhere for his birthday, and we were messaging back and forth, and I said, well, my last bit of advice for you, since you're going out, is... Don't date any married women or smoke any cheap cigars. And within 2 seconds, I had a response from him. Now, remember, he's 13. And he goes, those are words to live by.
You
know, and he's a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So, but he is a hulking, you know, he's like 5'10", I want to say 265 pounds.
Wow.
He's never been an athlete, and he decided that he wanted to do this, and so he started training. We started fairly slow, and I think I sent you the video. During one of his deadlift tests, he pulls hook grip. We just started him that way, and he's very comfortable with it, and he deadlifted 405.
Wow. That's insane.
In training. Oh, it's well. When Wes was 14, he pulled 402 at a meet, and we were all astounded.
Right.
You know, and now you know we've got you know it's the evolution, the next generation of lifters.
Right.
You know, Elliot has no. You know, he knows what he wants to do, and he has no fear. He absolutely has no fear of the weight. He's already squatted 330 in training, and. So it's really an exciting thing to see, I think.
So as a coach, that's got to be really exciting for you. Because all a coach really wants is somebody who has pure capacity and then they can bring it out of them. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, we're trying to be, you know, my big thing is the nerve-wracking part is, you know, it's like I'm constantly having to pull the reins and kind of pump the brakes a little bit. Because, you know, we need to be responsible. He's a big human being, and he's only going to continue to get bigger and stronger. But, you know, the responsibility, you know, is also keeping him safe, you know, and keep in mind that he is still, you know, only 13 years old. And while he looks like a man, he is not a man. And, you know, and we need to be responsible, but, you know, we're bringing him along and he's putting in the work and it'll be interesting to see. He and his father will be actually in town competing. I will be coaching them at the USAPL, it's USA Powerlifting, pardon me. And, they're at the States meet, in Franklin. We will be there Saturday with those two and, two others from the Ogre compound. And then I think they're home the rest of the week or for a few days. And then Jody, the mother, and John will fly out to Helsinki, where Jody will be participating on the Open IPF
Wow.
Classic team as a master for the Bench Worlds.
Holy mackerel, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, you know, just a little over 2 years ago, she got started. I mean, this is, you know, she has benched... I know she's benched 275 in training, and to establish the world record standard in her weight class and age bracket is 286.
Wow,
and
she's not far away
from
that.
She's going to be right
there
at it.
Yeah.
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 So, I mean, it's one of those things where I'm very, very fortunate, you know, to get to work with these people. And John and Jody come down occasionally, you know, when they can, or we go up there. And, you know, spend some time training and stuff like that it's a career for a coach to go to Belarus, like with Jennifer, and see her win and get best lifter. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing. And then to turn right around, you got, you know, Jody, who is a master age lifter, who won both the open and master slots. You know, at Bench Nationals and be asked to be on the open team, you know, and then get to train, you know, a 13-year-old young man that, I mean, the future is as bright as it can possibly be. The potential is immense,
yeah.
You know, so not to mention, you know, everybody that I get to work with and, you know, the kids and stuff like that. It's pretty amazing. I'm always blown away in the midst of it. You know, it's this grind, you know, where like, oh my God, why do I do this? You know, and then when you take a minute to kind of be reflective or just take a look around, you know, to go in my little 1,750 square foot gym, you know, and my desktop computer, this is what, you know, has been created.
Produced, so right.
I'm very, very fortunate.
So when you're there at these different events, you must see guys who were competing when you were competing, but now they're coaching too, right?
A lot of them still compete, and they're involved. You know, they're judging. Some of them are running events, and you know, or they're announcing. You know, and some of them are coaching. But a lot of them still, you know, a lot of them still compete. The ones that I see, But they're definitely involved in some form or another.
So you get to see a lot of people you know. When you go to these events, it's been this journey. You see people that you've known on this whole journey, but they're just doing different things now.
Right. Melissa, always, when she did the IPA state meet, I want to say in February, I sat at the scorer's table. But, you know, before the meet started, I was writing, you know, notes and making sure, you know, that I had everything in order for the liquors that were competing. And she said there, you know, it was kind of an interesting thing to watch where people would kind of line up, you know, and come and talk and shake hands. And, you know, I'm very, very fortunate, you know, very blessed. You know, it didn't make me a financially rich man, but, you know, for me the wealth is, you know, is the lifestyle, you know, being able to be a positive, you know, impact on several people's lives and to be part of something that I feel so strong about.
Right.
And, you know, so to go places, like we went to a CrossFit event in Murfreesboro. This has been a few years ago. And I was like, well, we'll definitely not see anybody that I know.
Because it's CrossFit,
out,
right?
You know, but there were actually a lot of people that I knew, so... You know, that's a blessing. I always want to make sure that people understand, you know, that I don't always
you're a humble man. You're a humble man. You're a simple man. And that kind of fanfare isn't what you're interested in anyway.
I understand. I don't want people to be, you know, because there's times, again, because of my size or something like that, you know, people will sometimes feel a little intimidated. And, you know, I'm just like everybody else. You know, I get up in the morning and I go to the bathroom and I put some clothes on and brush my teeth and I go downstairs into the gym and I hope for the best, you know. And that, you know, that's the name of the game. It's like, you know, you're either trying to climb up the hill or you're trying not to fall down it too fast.
Fall down the hill. I like that, yeah.
Right, you know, but we're all, you know, we're all striving, you know, to do something, you know, whatever that may be. And, you know, for me, the cool part is just being able to be a part, you know, to be out in public somewhere and hear someone holler coach, you know, and it's some, you know, some kid or some kid's family, you know, that I get to work with, you know. And great story. I was at the state wrestling championship. This has been a few months back. And this older gentleman sits down in the aisleway. I'm sitting anytime I can sit in the aisle. I always do because I can spread out a little bit. And this older gentleman sits down on a concrete step next to me. And he goes, "You look like you could be a hell of a weightlifter." And I looked at him and I was like, "Well, that's just a rumor." And he reached out and offered his hand and he said, "I am Hunter Borders' grandfather. Hunter is one of our lifters or one of our athletes that's a wrestler and as a freshman won his weight class at state wrestling tournament." And he came up to me and not only thanked me, but he congratulated me. You know, and that's that's something I even have a hard time telling the story without.
Because it kind of makes you emotional.
Response.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there was no, you know, I had to walk away, you know.
Yeah.
Because Hunter comes up to me, you know, of course he jumps into his dad's arms, and that's, you know, that's the greatest thing when you can share that, you know, parent to child and child to parent. What an incredible, you know, experience.
Right.
And, you know, he's got his teammates and everything, and he comes up to me, Melissa's sitting next to me, and he goes, "Because you made me strong, I was able to do that."
Wow.
And, you know, that's, you know.
Wow.
You know, that's one of those things where you go, okay.
So you want to hear something? I got to take a break, and I want you to stay with me. But do you know what I was doing right before I called you?
What's that?
I was looking for my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Cardello. I want to find him, and I want to reach out to him, and I want to thank him for a lot of things that he did for me as a kid. And I'm hoping he's still alive. But, I mean, the reason I'm telling you this is because I don't think we know the impact we leave on people. And quite frankly, it saddens me that we only tell them when they're in a box, you know.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw my post not too long ago, but, you know, why do we wait till people are dead to tell them how special they were to us? And I created a hashtag live eulogy.
Right.
You know, it's like, so I figured, you know, I'm going to follow my own example. I'm going to call. I'm going to find this guy. I'm going to tell him the impact he had on my life and who I ended up becoming. And so you do that to people too. That's an amazing thing to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's certainly, again, I can't state it, you know, I can't overstate it, you know, it is a blessing, because my goal with all of this was, you know, to have a positive impact and to make a difference, you know, and I really feel like our little gym, you know, does that. It's kind of a microcosm of the world, so to speak, you know, and we have a simple philosophy, you know, and it's something that I really try hard, you know, and I tell all my kids, you know, and all my lifters, that if, you know, the last time you walk out my gym doors and all I did was make you stronger, then I failed you as a coach. You know, and that's just, I believe that with all my heart, with every fiber of my being, you know, that if I can't be a confidant, if I can't be someone that they can't lean on, you know, or, you know, talk to me about some of their troubles, regardless of how, you know, what the situation may be, you know, if I'm not pushing them to be better and then explaining to them, you know, if you go through the squat cycle and you hit a 25-pound PR, you can use the same method to in your algebra class and pull that D to even a C.
Right.
You know, I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for better. I'm looking for you to work at improving yourself. I'm looking at you to, if you can do something that you hate, but you can apply the methods that you love so much about lifting or whatever the case may be, it makes you unstoppable. It makes you, it gives you the platform to do and be whatever you want to be. And, you know, for me, I'm a simple man. You know, I need my little gym, and you know, enough to eat and a beat up car to get to work, and I'm gold. You know, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's some powerful stuff right there, man. We have to take a break. Just stay with me through the break, okay?
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Yeah, that was some powerful stuff, man. And, you know, and I was just thinking about what I'm going to write about today's show, and it's the fact is that you do all of this for the right reasons. That's really it. That's what it comes down to. You're a purist at heart. You even show that in your bourbon hobby. You're a purist at heart. You know, and so you do it for what it's supposed to be done for. And that's a loss. That's something that's lost in today's fast paced. They love you, they hate you. Social media, everybody's life is a reality TV show world that we live in today. It's lost.
Well, and that's kind of the thing. You know, I don't want to take it back to the way it was when you and I were much younger men. What I want to do is bring forward something, you know, that took place back when we were children. And, you know, one of the things that I tell this story all the time, you know, especially to my kids, you know, that when I was a young man, when I mean young man, I'm talking about 8, 9, 10 years old, you know, I was out running around. I was away from my parents. I was with friends. We were running around the store misbehaving. And all of a sudden, my feet left the ground by about 2 feet, and I turned around, and it was a father of some other kid that I knew, and basically how he explained it to me, he goes, that boot in your ass was because your dad's not around. If I ever see you do that again, I'll have a discussion with him about your behavior.
Wow.
And the thing that I want people to understand, that I implore, if you're a coach, it's not just your job. Your responsibility is more than that team win or that kid's, you know, wrestling match. You know, they need us as coaches to help shape them into the young people and young adults.
And see, I don't want to get all political, because then everybody shuts off. But that's part of the problem today. You know, the human race works by going to extremes. When it finds an extreme that it can't go beyond, and then it starts to come back like a pendulum. It swings right to an extreme. It goes left. The middle is where we want to be. But we don't understand how to push to the middle. We only understand how to push to the other side. And today, we are experiencing problems in our communities, in our countries, around the world, because men have become the disposable part of this equation. And It's really sad. And I'm not talking about toxic masculinity. You can pick whatever you want. But when you look at it today, men are removed from the household by the family court system rudimentarily. That's the first thing they do, get the guy out. And the reality is that it's not about the discipline or the fear of having the guy there. It's the model. Because young girls learn what a man is by watching the blueprint of their father. And young men figure out what a man is by watching the blueprint of the father. And both of these children have to understand the roles that men and women play. This idea that, oh, you know, no, we're all the same. We're not all the same. Come on. Feminism doesn't believe that. So come on, stop that. You know? But fathers don't play an active role today. And a lot of it is because, quite frankly, they're scared witless. Because if they do the wrong thing, CPS comes in. And I'm not talking about people who are beating their children and trying to, oh, well, he fell down the stairs. I'm talking about good, God-fearing people who strive to send their kids to good schools and take their kids to sports and do all those things. We're not sure where we can go and what we can do anymore because there's a law that's against that. Oh, no, sorry, we got to take your kids away now.
Right. Oh, I mean, it's, you know, having Wes's mother and I separated when he was very young. And it was one of those things. It took a little while, but we both realized that the best thing we could do was understand that our differences led us to not be together anymore, but that what brought us together should also make us steadfast in how we raise our son.
Right.
And, you know, it hasn't been perfect. You know, but it was a much more positive situation than it could be. And all I want, you know, here's the thing. There's a lot of things to debate out there, and I certainly have my own personal feelings, you know, but the thing that I think can be universal is when we stop looking at what our differences are as like a negative thing or a challenging thing and embrace what is different, you know, what happened to just caring about each other and just loving each other? And it's okay to not, you know, there's stuff that I don't agree with other people, and I staunchly stand my ground. But when we're done with the conversation, I'll drink a beer with you, or, you know, I'll break bread with you,
right.
Or I'll hug your neck. You know,
right.
It's like, does everything have to turn into, well, since you don't believe, you know, you know, like getting deleted on social media.
Yeah,
you
know.
Come on.
When Trump was running for president, because I supported Trump, I had so many people just unfriend me and block me. And I won't mention their names because I won't even give them the airtime anymore. But these are high-level people within the fitness community. I'm like, so let me get this straight. Just because I don't think the way you do about my political choices, you can't be friends with me? That's really harsh. I mean, that is a form of ism. It may not be racism.
Right.
Maybe it's politicism. Or politicalism. Maybe politicalism. Let's start a word. When someone hates you because of your political choices, that's politicalism. It's like, it's okay for you to hate me because of my political choices, but you can't hate me because of something else. Really?
Well, why? But why do we have to get to – why can't we use it as a platform to go – you know, we're going to grind this out, and you don't agreeing to disagree is a sign of weakness. That means you don't have a good platform. But if you believe in what that is, then when your time to you know, to have a candidate for the presidency, then you vote for them, then you support them, and that's how the system works. But in the meantime, how do we, even if we disagree, where do we find common ground where we can do the betterment, we work towards the betterment
of
all
of
us?
But people,
I don't understand
that. People don't see it, and the reality is it's because, I don't know about you, but I can't watch the news anymore. Just except
I don't watch the news.
Because if you watch the news, I don't care which channel, which side of the news, you know, there's the left news, there's the right news. If you watch the news long enough every day, you will lose faith in all of humanity. People will be, what's that country western song? Most people are good. I think most people are good. You ever hear that song?
Right. Well, I haven't, but I know what you're saying.
I love the song. It's a great song. It's based on the premise that, you know what, we're all good people and we need to see the good in each other. But if you watch the news, pick your channel, you think nobody's good in this world. You think everybody, you got a grievance with everybody. You're mean, you're angry, you become depressed, you become narrow-minded, you can't see past the walls in your house. And so I've come to the conclusion that if I'm going to have any success in my life, I can't be arguing in my head with the newscaster about something that they just said. I limit myself to very, very little bits of news in the morning, and that's it.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, that's it. Can't do it.
I'm the same way.
It'll make you depressed.
I know you're going to be up against it, but one of the things that I just want to say is if you're a teacher, if you're part of the clergy, whatever, your religious background, whatever denomination, I don't care about. What I care about is we all have a responsibility in our roles, especially with our kids and our young people, you know, to embrace them and to teach them. And if you're not in a position to teach, to be supportive and guide and be there, you know, one of the things is, a lot of these kids don't have a place to go to ask questions. The parent can't do everything. And it does come down to it takes a village. I want so much for, you know, my part in this is that I hope I influence a couple of my kids to not follow in my footsteps, but to convict their heart to do what they feel led to do, and that if there's monetary gain, great, and if there's not, that they're doing it. At the end of the day, all we have is each other. You strip away money and cars and all that other crap, we really only have each other, and we're really designed to be that way. We're not designed to live on our own and be secluded and all those kinds of things. And it's okay to disagree. You know, learn that sometimes the answer is I don't know, and that just because I don't believe the same as you, that I can't work hard enough to find some common ground where we coexist and find strength in what makes us diverse. You know, so I don't know. That I know that's kind of a philosophical thing, and that may be BS in a lot of people's real world, but I have found more often than not in my 52 years, you know, when I embrace people for who they are and try to help them in whatever their endeavor is, the reward for both of us is pretty immense.
Yeah. I feel the same way. So. All right, so let's plug some things again so people can reach out. First of all, we have the both Rob Regis and I have shared on Facebook the link to the page where you can order a wonderful commemorative T-shirt and help Coach do all of the events that they're planning on doing. It's also at superhumanradio.net. It's the second article on the right-hand side of the page. But if you want to reach out to Coach to find out what else you can do to help, it's supersquad800@yahoo.com. And then you can search for Wade Johnson on Facebook. You can also search for the Ogre Compound on Facebook. And that's pretty much the best ways to reach you, right?
Yeah, then you can find me on Instagram. You should be able to do a search of my name, but Big Wade 800 and the Ogre Compound underscores between the three words. And I've got a team email, the teamogre@outlook.com, and, you know, just fire away. So I'm pretty easy to reach.
We have a really good show tomorrow. I have the her name is Carrie. Oh man, I forgot her last name. I have the author of a book that was published in October of last year, all about glyphosate, and it's a journalist who's been studying the whole glyphosate Roundup discussion, unbiased as a journalist, just connecting dots. So she doesn't have any flesh in the game at all. And she's going to come on the show tomorrow and tell us why we should be very, very concerned about the ubiquity of this herbicide coming up in everything from tampons to oatmeal, organic foods. It's showing up in baby and mother's breast milk that they're feeding their babies. It's circulating in blood. And listen, for years, I've pondered this question. Why? All of a sudden, you can look at all different subgroups of our population, athletes, non-athletes, black, white, Hispanic, upper income, lower income. You could break them up in as many pieces as you want. And everybody's got gut problems, GERD, and obstructive sleep apnea. Everybody. Everybody's got gut problems, GERD, and obstructive sleep apnea. Everybody snores, whether or not it's become obstructive yet. Everybody snores. My father didn't snore at 86. He puffed. You know, I look. I try, well, is it the coffee? Is it this? I look for the common denominator. What is it that across all of these subcategories of our population are we all doing? And to such a degree that it could have this kind of an effect. And when you realize that you're getting glyphosate in every friggin' thing that you put in your mouth and some things that blow on you, it all of a sudden becomes very obvious what's happening here. Glyphosate is a weak antibiotic, strong antimicrobial. Monsanto holds a patent for the combination of glyphosate and amoxicillin as a combination antibiotic to treat certain antibiotic resistance diseases. We already know what happens when you take low levels of antibiotics ongoing, trickling them into your body. Destroys the immune system, makes you fat, causes dysbiosis in the gut. That leads to swelling. Swelling causes things like narrowing of the airways that lead to GERD, that lead to, I mean, come on, folks. And no one at our government level or the CDC is talking about this. Nobody. They just keep sweeping this one under the table. This book is profound. We're going to talk about it tomorrow on the show, right after Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. It's the reason that you see people who are lean but look like they're pregnant. They have distended stomach. Their entire GI system is completely inflamed. I sincerely believe it's the glyphosate. And just by saying that, I label myself as a loony. But no. I mean, come on. This stuff is everywhere. It's coming out. It's babies drinking milk out of their mother's breast. It's got glyphosate in it. That study was from Germany. They don't even use the. Do you know that we use on average almost 300 million pounds, 300 million pounds of glyphosate a year just in the United States of America?
That's terrifying.
I did a blog post 2 years ago where they tested cotton tampons, and every single brand they tested had glyphosate in it. And so, you know, the would-be protectors of the chemical industry go, well, it's such a little amount. It's so small. Wait a minute. I don't want any glyphosate in my vagina if I'm a woman, first of all, number one.
Sure.
And number two, how do you know what is a small amount or not? My guest tomorrow is going to come on and talk about these arbitrary levels that are considered safe that the FDA has come up, not using any real science at all. And then when you look at the multiple channels of exposure, you could have a meal and eat five items, and all five of those items could have quote-unquote safe limits of glyphosate. But when you put it together, you just did five times the safe limit of glyphosate in that meal. I'm telling you, man, this is some scary-ass, like, sci-fi shit. That's right. I said it. This is a child-free, this is a explicit-free show, but I had to say it to punctuate the meaning of this. I mean, this is serious, man. People, you know, 100 years from now, they're going to look back at us and go, man, they were dumb. Monsanto really almost destroyed the planet. They almost got away with it. They almost destroyed the entire planet. Dumbasses. And we're sitting by and we're just, yeah, sure, give me some more of that. And if you don't buy organic, man, you're really taking a big risk. Anyway, that's tomorrow's show. Wade, thanks for being on today, brother.
Man, always good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
You know, we live so close together. We should just, you know what? Elisa was talking about going down to, what's the place right outside of Nashville when you're driving in from Louisville?
Franklin?
Yes. She was talking about breaking away for a weekend and going to Franklin, and I'll let you know in plenty of time.
Absolutely, and I need to come up. I'd love to be in the studio, and there's no excuse for me not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you can come up anytime.
Melissa's going to be away with her family in August. I'll plan it, and I'll just, you know, I'll try to schedule a day off, and I'll just drive up and spend the
day
there.
That'll be cool.
We'll raise hell in the studio.
Yeah, there you go. When you see how small the studio is, it's not hard to raise hell in here.
It's all good.
All right, brother.
I'll be in a smaller spot.
I'll talk to you later. And we will see everybody else tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio, as always.